when you're looking at a family plan, just realize how you're going to get in touch with each other. Communication is the key in most everything we do in everyday life and in emergency preparedness planning. Make sure you know how you'll contact each other. If my wife and I are at work, we have a plan to where we know how to get a hold of each other. We have each other's office numbers, not just cell phones. So if the cell phone's tied up, have multiple ways that you can communicate with each other. Also, have an out-of-town contact that you may call. If the phone lines are tied up here in Jacksonville, an out-of-town contact may be able to receive that phone call a little easier than someone here. That way you can both touch base with them to communicate information. However, make sure that out-of-town contact knows that they're your out-of-town contact mm-hmm. so that they can relay that message effectively.
Now, what's really cool is there's a very good family plan form that people can print out and fill out all these areas on the form that have phone numbers, that have their addresses. And where can you get that?
You can go on to jacksready.com, and we have a lot of different information. We also try to link to things such as the state of Florida's website and the ready.gov, the federal site. That way we can really encompass all the information that will be able to help you in a time of an emergency.
Okay. Jacksready.com is the go-to place. Can get you to all those other places.
Yes, ma'am.
But you'll find what you need there. And so what about Jack's Ready app? I understand there is an app that's for iPhone and Android and others?
Yes, ma'am. 2 years ago, we put out an app, the Jack's Ready app, and it's on the Android market, and it's also on the Apple Store. What this app does is it has our new evacuation zones, which is a key emphasis with us this year, as to be a part of your plan. Make sure that you know your zone, you know when you're evacuated, when you're not asked to evacuate. It also gives you information such as contact phone numbers to call. It gives you the up-to-date press releases that may come out of the EOC. And in everyday blue sky use, it gives you weather information and fire danger index.
Anything else we need to know about getting a family plan together? Where should we keep this plan once we have it all filled out?
When you build your kit, like we talked about, make sure you throw your plan in that kit or a copy of it in your kit. Throw a copy of it, just put it in an envelope, put it in your dashboard in your car. That way, if you're at work and you have to leave, you have one there. You're not trying to pull it up on your cell phone if somebody's trying to call you and it drops. Some of the important things that you may need to put in there are if you have children, your children's school information, important insurance information. Because if there's a tornado, a no-notice event, that you may need that insurance information and it may not be there when you need it.
And another thing I'm thinking about is maybe phone numbers. Actually have people's phone numbers written out, because so many of us don't know the actual digits to our loved one's phone number.
A lot of us have definitely become electronic dependent. I am one of those people as well. But having that redundancy, knowing the school information for your children, the veterinarian number for your pets, know if there's on your evacuation routes or hotels that accept pets. Do all this planning in blue skies. And it's not just hurricane planning. The good part about these plans is they're good for any disaster.
Anything could happen, yes. Alex, thank you very much for filling us in and getting us ready for the 2014 season, whatever it brings for us.
Thank you very much for having us.